Everybody, Kate Delaney America tonight. The election is a wrap, at least when it comes to President Obama in again for four more years. Mitt Romney gave a nice concession speech, kept it upbeat, short to the point, thanked the people who supported him, talked about what a great First Lady Ann Romney would have made, and thanked all of the people who helped him along the way, and said now we have to reach out and there has to be bipartisan support. The president spoke to people in Chicago. That was where his headquarters was, where Romney was in Boston. And the president also called for bipartisan support, thanked Romney for all of his public service, and for the campaign that he ran. So Romney defeated in a close election, major swing state losses. That was the name of the game. We knew heading into this, man, did I not say that it was like a lot of dead horses were running around in this studio day after day after day, that it was going to come down to mathematics and the electoral vote. Well, we were going to see that 270 in the end, much more than 270 for the president. And it did come down to the math and the swing states. And the swing states just didn't swing in the direction of Mitt Romney. But a lot of jubilation, you might say, as people waited around for the president to speak in Chicago. Justin Duckham was there from Talk Radio News. Hey, Justin, a long day, huh?
It certainly has been, but a lot of people here are feeling like it was well worth it. We saw about 10,000 supporters stick around until the very end, and they received the president's closing speech extremely well. There is a lot of comparison going on right now between that and the first time Obama took the stage in 2004 and delivered that, initial fiery speech that really put him in the public eye. And, there are people who are really fired up now more so than, any of his previous speeches in modern times compared with the convention speech as well as his, debate performances. So it looks like he's going to be going into his second term with, some pretty fiery support from his base.
The people that you probably ran into felt pretty confident that this was going to happen. Didn't they feel confident?
There was a sense of confidence, but at the same time, there was always a fear that anything could happen. And in the early hours, when it looked like Virginia was not necessarily going Obama's way, and there was some concern around Florida and Ohio, there was sort of a nervous tension in the room. But that seemed to melt away as soon as Michigan and Pennsylvania went for Obama and really put in the nails in the coffin for Romney's backup plan, which, all intents and purposes, clearly flopped tonight.
Yeah, one of the lines that the president said was, which is interesting, as you say, comparing to the first speech he made to the second speech, and he did do something similar where he talked about, if you didn't vote for me the first time, right, I said, if you didn't vote for me, I want to earn that vote. Now he says that and whether I earned your vote or not, I've listened to you, I've learned from you, you've made me a better president, and we're not as divided as our politics suggests. We remain more than a collection of blue states and red states. Do you think, and you've covered politics now for a little bit here, Justin, do you think that the president is going to really push that and try to reach out to Republicans?
There is going to be a need for that to happen on, it looks like both sides, both from congressional Republicans and from the president. Both sides tonight are saying that that is going to be the goal that they will be pursuing. We saw John Boehner come out tonight saying that the only mandate that exists is a mandate for both parties to lead. However, when it comes down to it, I'm not sure how effective that's going to be. House Republicans have already said that they are going to oppose any attempt from the president to raise taxes on millionaires, which is really a key piece for the White House strategy for solving the deficit crisis and moving away from the fiscal cliff. And, tomorrow I think we're going to feel good tonight, but then have to really take a look at what can be done or what common ground could be made up. And it really looks like it's a long way away.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think it is a long way away, and I'm glad you said taxes because that is absolutely the thing that's on everyone's mind, and that's going to be the big push. Justin, thanks for popping on with us here on America Tonight. Get some rest.
Thank you.
All right, so you heard Justin there talk about what I've been thinking about all day long. John Boehner, he's got to calm the waters, or can he really calm the waters as the Speaker of the House? The Republicans added a few on the House side, but they still have the majority. And when you look at taxes, major issues is certainly the taxes, what's going to happen. Think of before what they struggled with. Almost had a government shutdown, had to worry about passing a transportation bill. They never got the votes they needed for a farm bill. And you look at the deficit, as Justin mentioned, we keep adding more money onto the deficit. Everything's on credit. What happens next? You look at the breakdown. The current House breakdown is 240 to 191. There's five openings. So when you look at the 25 votes and the makeup of the Congress, you know, you're still in this position, in the same position where it's called gridlock, where there is not the world of compromise, because what the Republicans, the House Republicans, think and want to see happen, they want. And what the House Democrats want is completely opposite. So how is anything going to be different or greater? It might be a very long 4 years of the same thing, watching the same movie again and again and again. So that would be 8 years of the same thing, of the taxes, of the deficit, of the unemployment woes, of the job struggles, of all of that, of small business getting samurai'd and feeling like they have to go overseas or do something else. So we'll see. It's kind of that wait and see game. Maybe somebody becomes the Solomon, and there's a difference maker in the pack, but I really don't know who that would be. Looking at the numbers across the board, it certainly does not seem that way. Are you stunned by what's happened? Do you think Romney was going to do it? Are you elated because you think the president needs another 4 years? In exit polls, overwhelmingly, when asked the question about the economy, because remember, we have only elected a president with this high of an unemployment number once before, and it was FDR. So here's the thing. In electing this president, when asked about the economy and the exit polls, so many across the nation, maybe you were asked this question, didn't blame the economy, the economic woes, on Obama. They blamed them on Bush and said it was because of the predecessor that's the reason why we're in this mess. How about that? So the voters turned out in Ohio, but they just didn't turn out enough for Mitt Romney. And in other key battleground states, they weren't there either, and this made the huge difference in the election, in the efforts of the Republicans to get Romney in. And let's face it, in my opinion, Mitt Romney was the weakest of the bunch of candidates for the Republicans. What do you think the Republicans need to do next? They've got a deep bench. They got to look to the bench to develop the future superstars for 2016. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Coverage here on America Tonight. Edward Woodson joins us from Florida. All eyes were on the Sunshine State right from the get-go. And we've seen some interesting things start to evolve with the breakdown of the votes and whatnot. But at this point, people are trying to make comparisons to what happened in a way in 2000. I don't think that we're going to see that in Florida. But Edward, you can fill us in. Tell us what's happening right now.
Well, hold on to your horses because it may just happen like 2000.
Ooh.
Actually, with 90% of the voting in right now, I just saw on the local news station that the head of Dade County is now reporting that some of the precincts are just now closing. We had just a record turnout today in Dade County. They're saying that Dade County won't be reporting until tomorrow afternoon at the earliest. Therefore, if that scenario follows through, that means the state won't be able to call either way until tomorrow afternoon at the earliest.
Well, and as you know, depending on how things play out, that could mean that Florida might, as you say, could hold up the works a little bit. So Florida then still very much in play if you're talking about Dade County. What were we hearing in any of the exit polls? Is there any interesting information you can tell us about from Florida, what they've seen with what voters are saying?
Well, it's my understanding that, you know, by and large, Broward and Dade counties voted overwhelmingly for Barack Obama in 2008. What I'm hearing from some of the exit polls is that the voter turnout was even more, and that the margin for Barack Obama is even more in Dade County. So we just kind of have to wait and see how that's going to play out here in Dade County. It's no surprise that Barack Obama is up in Dade County. What we really have to watch out for is that that I-4 corridor, the Hillsborough County, Tampa Bay area, as well as North Florida. That's really going to be the key to how the election turns out in the state of Florida. But right now it's too close to call, and I don't anticipate any resolution until tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Edward Woodson, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Sure, no problem. Have a good night.
You too. All right, so that conversation a little earlier with Edward talking about Florida, still not settled at this point. It's like Ohio, but the bottom line is it is all about those electoral numbers. The Prez had over 300. There is no question electoral vote-wise he bagged this win. It's hard to believe for a lot of people. You know, you got to pick yourself up, look at the Republican bench, and look forward to the next time around to try to get it right. And really, that's what Republicans have to do. It's got to be a different game plan. Carl Rove had a hard time with this. I think one of the biggest blunders of the night, not to take a chunk out of the boy genius, because there's no doubt that Bush got in twice because of Karl Rove, and he knew, much like David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs for Obama, how to run a great ground game, and he is awesome at fundraising. He knows how to get people to shake the money tree, so he got people to shake the money tree with member Citizens United protecting the fact that you can have these super PACs, and so the super PACs explode. He was basically responsible for at least two of them. Tons of money rolled in, but it wasn't enough. So as a Fox commentator, he went after his own network, saying it was too early to call Ohio for President Obama over Governor Mitt Romney, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. He said, you got to be his exact words. I was watching this. He says, you got to be careful about calling things when there's 991 votes separating the candidates. Fox called the swing state, and it's 18 for Obama, shortly after 11 o'clock East Coast time, even though 20% of the vote hadn't been reported and only a few thousand votes separated the two candidates. So Fox's host at the time, Chris Wallace, asked Rove a few minutes later, do you believe Obama, you know, do you believe Ohio has been settled? And Rove said, no, I don't. Look, if we're calling on the basis of 74% of the vote being in, and when 77% is in, this went from being, when we started this conversation 3 or 4 minutes ago, 1,995 votes, the margin for Obama, to 991. It's tough to lose. It is. It's tough to lose when you really think that you have done what you can to rally the crowd, but it wasn't enough. How many times have so many of you asked me on this show, and we're stunned, I mean, you know, point the gun to my head and ask me, what do you think's going to happen, conservative or not? What do you think's going to ultimately happen in this election? And you could see the setup for Obama because of the woman vote, because of the Hispanic vote, which now is up. It's like across the country 13% and growing. That made a huge difference. Just those two demographics were very, very big for Obama. Very, very big. So Rove became a little unhinged because I think he couldn't believe what he was saying. I think he really did not expect that this was going to happen. I mean, my goodness, it was way before midnight when this was called and Mitt Romney was conceding. He ran a good race, but he was there was a weak crop of candidates, and he was the one that was pulled out of the weak crop. Let's face it. Again, looking to the future, Republicans have to look to a deep bench, and there is a deep bench with the Nikki Haley's and Bobby Jindal and Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, and the new senator-elect Ted Cruz from Texas, and some people would look at Paul Ryan. he's young and he's been in the game for a long time and certainly is popular among a lot of people in the Republican Party and people who would call themselves people that are Tea Partiers. So what do you think? Now it's over. The Republicans lost. They lost pretty big this Tuesday. The White House is in the hands still of the president, and the Republicans wanting to take control of the Senate, that's gone by the boards. That hasn't happened. They did keep the majority in the House, so we have really the same thing. This is just a redo. This is the same thing over again. So at this point, this isn't a one-termer. This is another two-term president. Again, it's another two-term president. At issue, at odds, the things that are coming up down the pike, the fiscal cliff, taxes, the overwhelming deficit, health care, as this starts to get meted out. In other words, the individual mandate that kicks in 2014, that's a foregone conclusion, although there will be a push to repeal aspects of it, you can guarantee it. I know some of you are awake out there. Please throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jerry in Montreal. Hey, Jerry.
Hi, how you doing?
What do you think?
Don't you think that it behooves the Republicans to compromise? Because if they don't, in 2 years, they might get tossed out like the Democrats did.
Yeah, here's the problem. There's such a wide chasm between what the Republicans want to see happen and the Democrats. The House Republicans already said they're not conceding some of these things that we've been talking about, like the tax issue. They're not going to go for the tax, the wealthier. So if they're not going to bend, that's what you have. You have a roadblock. That's not going to happen. That's one thing that goes by the boards. And there's some other things as well. It's, again, with the deficit and even with health care. I think we're going to have more tugs of war that are going to happen. And I think the worst job to have is the Speaker of the House.
It happens in 2 years.
Well, in 2 years, yeah, you may see a big change. You're right. Maybe. It depends on the makeup. It depends on what happens with the Republican base. Do they grow stronger? Ultimately, what's going to look differently this time around? Because we have so many of the same players, and we have the same makeup. Look at the House stays the same, at least majority-wise. The Senate stays the way, Democratic majority. So we have the same makeup, Jerry, and it might even be worse because, if anything, it feels like the nation, thanks for throwing in your 2 cents, Jerry, feels like the nation is very, very, very separate. In other words, divided. I've never seen such division. Does that division go away? Can we have some more sensible politics? Is it possible? What do you want to see, America? 855-266-8.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Welcome back to America Tonight. To be sure, there were problems at the polls. You know, there were some flaws, some things that happened, long lines, ID problems, provisional ballots were a part of the problem in Ohio. However, clearly with the electoral vote, Obama had this thing. So what should the Republicans do next, and what do you think the president's going to do? We're going to talk about that. If you want to throw in your two cents, although I feel that this audience is very weary after all the politics, where are you, Dan, in Texas? And everybody else who was predicting a big win for Mitt Romney. You look at the popular vote, and it was pretty darn close. I mean, as the numbers, still some of the numbers shifting, but you got to look at the Electoral College. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The boy genius, a.k.a. Matt Johnson, just like those nerds on ESPN when they make a mistake on Pardon the Interruption. He has come down heavy on me about using the word chasm. It's chasm, not chasm. Apparently I've said chasm at least twice on this show. So
I'm stupid. You're smart.
So to stand corrected, it's chasm.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.
Leave me alone. I've had so much coffee, and most of it's crappy coffee. Always on the quest for getting good coffee, and there's no Wawa around, so I don't have any Wawa coffee. So, you know, so this is the thing you have to ask yourself. Republican-wise, it may be that there has to be some reorganization with the party. The bench is deep. Paul Ryan is very, very popular. He started in politics when he was 28 years old. He's only in his early 40s. You can see by the reaction, even when Mitt Romney, in his concession speech, said he was a great partner and there was only one partner better ever in his life for him was his wife, and the crowd went crazy over that. You have Marco Rubio, which he would appeal to many of the Hispanic voters, the senator from Florida. And then you have now this new senator, Ted Cruz, from Texas. Both of them are young, in their 40s, and they're rising stars in the Republican Party. They just weren't ready this time around. For Mitt Romney, he's wanted to be president for a long time. He's not going to be president. And that's it for him as far as this kind of a race. He won't jump into the fray again. At this point, looking at the struggles over the direction, where do you think the Republican Party needs to go? Where does the Republican Party need to go in the future? What are the strengths and what are the Achilles heels of this one? The upcoming debate will certainly be centered around, I think, what's coming up with the health care law, because so many things haven't kicked in yet, like the individual health mandate. I mean, is there going to be a crazy war that continues at the Capitol? Are we in a situation where the debate is going to continue over the same things over and over and over and over and over again? And Republicans who have depended on older working class white voters in suburban America and in some of those rural areas. There was even just a great article that was in the New York Times about this, are going to have to start to really appeal to majorities, minorities rather, in urban areas, more Hispanics, more blacks and other minorities. Now, we've had plenty of black conservatives on America Tonight. We've had plenty of interesting guests who speak to, you know, hey, don't lump me into that crowd. And they've got a voice. They've got a voice, many of the people that have come on the show, and they're just absolutely terrific. But the problem is the numbers, the majority, all that kind of stuff. Think about this. The Democrats get well under 50% of the white vote, they still win the presidency. And that split or gap or whatever you want to call it is only going to get bigger in the future. It's only going to get bigger in the future. In the exit polls, 7 in 10 Hispanics say they were voting for Obama. But Romney got the support of 6 in 10 whites. In urban areas, white voters were split over the two candidates, but 6 in 10 white voters in the suburbs went for Romney, and two-thirds in rural areas. And, of course, Romney won a majority of voters 65 or older. Obama was backed by 6 in 10 Americans under 30 and won a majority of those that are under 44. I mean, you can look at this information and break it down, and it will be broken down by the Republicans, and I'm sure the Democrats will look at the stuff too. But the party has to ask themselves, what are we going to do? How are we going to move forward? How are we going to be upwardly mobile and try to identify with people's hopes and dreams? How do we do this? How do we define ourselves after this fight. And certainly there's been a fight the last 4 years. There's been a fight. Before that, there was a fight. And there's got to be some massive grassroots efforts. And there have been. There have been grassroots efforts that have been very successful, the Tea Party being one of them. However, it's the old guard and the new blood and mixing the two and figuring out how do you work this out, that the Republicans still have some strength and will make it interesting the next time around. So certainly there are people that are massively disappointed and people who are excited and maybe re-energized by what's happened. But the face of the hill is the same. The Dems hold the Senate. The Republicans keep control of the House. And 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is the same. Is the same. Nothing changes there. Nothing. There were some other interesting things that happened across this great country in the nooks and crannies. There were states that backed the recreational use of marijuana, two of them, Colorado and Washington. How about that? Huge. Huge. Colorado, the first state. Yeah, exactly. Colorado, the first state to approve legalizing marijuana for recreational use. Washington State, right behind them. And a number of states have legalized the use of marijuana for medical purposes, but Colorado, Oregon, and Washington were not voting on that. They were voting on flat-out legalizing marijuana. I think there's going to be any challenges to that one. I have a feeling we might see a few challenges. Speaking of challenges, quickly, Claire McCaskill in Missouri, she fends off Todd Akin, the congressman who was vying for the Senate seat. That seemed almost inevitable after in August he made the comments about legitimate rape when he was talking about being anti-abortion. And then there's the story of Richard Murdoch in Indiana. He loses his bid to become the Republican, winning the Indiana Senate seat. Richard Lugar had it forever and a day, but Murdoch was the guy who edged him out in the primaries. So instead, the Democrat gets in. And this happened at a few other places as well. In Massachusetts, Scott Brown, who's really a moderate, very moderate Republican, had done a job that a lot of Democrats and Republicans liked. But in the end, they liked Elizabeth Warren more. So she gets in as probably the most liberal member now of the Senate. She's a Democrat, definitely the most, probably the most liberal person that's now been elected and will be put in place representing Massachusetts. Wow. So Obama winning the new term, if you just tuned in, the electoral advantage held up for him, and that's what you need to be president of the United States. So the voters returned the prez back to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but all the divisiveness that affected the first term of Obama in Congress, that same fight is in place. So what truly is going to be different this time around?
I think also worth noting, too, is that one of the most prominent Republicans in my home state here, Michelle Bachmann, is currently in a dogfight, and we have 85% of the precincts reporting, and she has a very slim lead of 1,500 votes.
Ooh, 1,500 votes. That's something they could even ask for a recount. That could be held up. And it's interesting Matt points that out, because Michelle Bachmann is like a rock star in any conservative events. In Tampa, she gets mobbed. There's like, you have to have crowd control around her. But he talks about the Democratic challenger, businessman Jim Graves. And this one's going back and forth. Certainly, you know what Bachmann's about. She's definitely a champion of the Tea Party. Smaller government, conservative on social issues like abortion and gay rights. And she was running a pretty conservative campaign. Stay with us.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I've been roaming around.
this overnight highway. We're talking about the biggest buzz in the land, and it's over the election. Even though the turnout looks like it's going to be lower than 4 years ago. You know, there was long lines, and there were a lot of people talking about going out to vote, getting their little I voted sticker. I got an I vote sticker. But apparently there was a drop in voter turnout. Some of the figures from the states where more than 90% of the vote was counted at this point suggests that fewer people voted this year than 4 years ago. In some states, it's substantially lower and even lower than in 2004. Wow! How about that? And we won't know that for weeks. There's so much of this that has to be digested. And, of course, part of that is because the early vote and whatnot in California. But that's too bad, because I think the one thing that I would like to see, besides the popular vote being the way we do this and forget the Electoral College, would be that all the votes matter, would be that people feel so compelled that they just wouldn't think of coming up with an excuse as to why they couldn't go and vote, that they just would have to be compelled to vote every time around. And I said this before, I'm going to say it again. Because I've been in three countries where I watched people not really have a right to vote, have people breathing down their neck like in Ecuador. Here's what happens in Ecuador. They carry around a card. It's like a laminated card that's in their pocket. And it talks about when they vote, how they vote, and all that stuff. If they don't vote, they can't leave the country to go to Miami on little shopping sprees or whatever it is they're going to do, because it's an obligation. So you can't say, oh, I don't feel like voting. I don't really like these guys that are running. I'm not going to vote. No, you cannot vote, but then you can't leave to go to other places because they look at your voting card. In Mexico, I've seen them stuff so many ballot boxes. Why even have an election? I don't understand it. It's such a farcical. But I've seen it. I've seen it twice now in Mexico in different areas. Chihuahua was one of them. So we live in a great nation where freedom is the number one thing that you and I all have in common. Freedom. You know, we want to watch a crappy television show, we can, and we don't have some hum in our ears from the Chinese government telling us their rhetoric that it's there in the background on the little speakers playing. We don't have that. Why more people don't go out and vote, I don't get it, even if they feel disgruntled by the people that they have to vote for. And remember, there are other issues on the ballots as well. It's not just, okay, here's the presidential race, and, you know, that's it. I think the Republicans are going to have to, at this point, punt and think about what the future means. Gear up for what are the next things that have to happen to get somebody in place that people will rally behind, that will, they'll get behind, they'll get excited about, and might jump parties even for whoever that person is. And it could be somebody off the bench already. Some of the people that we've talked about that are insanely popular, it wouldn't be shocking to me, let's put it that way. I don't know, well, I know it's not going to be Romney, but any of the young senators or even Nikki Haley from South Carolina, that's certainly a possibility. And who knows who's down the road? Who knows who could be waiting in the wings that we're not even completely aware of right now? And then before you know it, they're dynamic and they know how to work and compromise and whatever, and they make it happen. So it is a question of where does the Republican Party go from here? And I think the answer is to try to work for some kind of compromise and to focus on the bench, focus on the people that could be elected the next time around, because you're going to need some dynamic characters. Otherwise, the Democrats are going to hang on to this thing into the next election. That's my prediction of what will happen. I mentioned the thing about medical marijuana and, forget the medical, just regular marijuana. I'll have my regular dose of marijuana, meaning just marijuana. You can walk around in Colorado smoking a joint and nobody's going to bust you for that. You're not going to get busted. It seems odd to me in a way, especially because of the people that we've had on the show, Amari Durham, for one, from the Karen drug centers where they've helped so many people and they've seen addiction do crazy things to people's lives. So she has said many times on the show that marijuana and legalizing it is a big mistake. If you legalize marijuana, it really isn't going to cause more headaches. Others say if you legalize marijuana like Colorado and Washington did, now you have money that comes in that you can tax, that you can raise money for the state from that, perhaps paying for some place where you had to endure shortages, like with the police department. Now maybe there's more money to hire somebody else. Makes sense to me. Makes a lot of sense to me. All right, so you voted. What does that mean? What do you think the Republican Party needs to do into the future? Or maybe you're just elated about the Democrats and you want to take a night or two to think about it. You can shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Go to the website, americatonight.net. You click on contact and bada bing, just like that, you are in, my friends. You are in for whatever it is that you want to sound off on. And perhaps it is this thing with the with taxes and the deficit and what will happen now, that nothing essentially vote-wise has changed for both chambers. It hasn't changed. I can hardly believe that things got wrapped up as early as they did, but they did. Before midnight, Mitt Romney was already coming out, giving a quick little concession speech, and then Obama, maybe 45 minutes to an hour later, comes out, and this is after winning another term as your president and mine. He had that electoral advantage that propelled him into the win, into getting that win. Here's one from Yitzhak, who says, "Hello, Kate Delaney. It's been a long time. I will tell you, like yourself, I've heard you say it, you're not surprised by the outcome of the election. No matter which way you wanted this to go, I think we knew what the inevitable would be if the president got those electoral votes and there wasn't enough swing states in the pocket of Mitt Romney. He had to have the swing states, and that was such a big part of this story, a big part." Here's one from Gretchen, who says, "Thumbs up. It was great to hear you talk to the various people about what had happened in the election. I can only imagine that the wee hours are not the wee hours anymore, and lots of people who have to get up at 5 and 6 o'clock have crashed for the evening." Oh, could be, especially if you're running on that pure adrenaline for 3 days and counting. Where are you, America? Wake up! 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
Why wouldn't I want to be here? This is fantastic. This is great.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.